I am here in studio with Karen Fabrizio. She's a shares coordinator. We'll talk a little bit about what that means. And Karen is a returning guest, and we have a first-time guest here, Kat Bartlett from Cats Castle Foundation. And we're going to talk about domestic violence today. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, Karen, now you, of course, are a return visitor, and we say you're the shares coordinator, and you're part of or attached to another local group, and that's SSRAC. What does that stand for?
South Shore Resource and Advocacy Center.
And what specifically do they do, and what do you do?
South Shore Resource and Advocacy Center is a nonprofit organization that works with victims and survivors of domestic violence. We have several programs. We have the CCR, which is a community response advocacy. We have grandparents raising grandchildren. We have Safe Plan, which is the advocates that help in the courthouses in Plymouth County, all four of them, for restraining orders and 258Es. We have a hospital program. We have transitional housing. We have DDTF, which is the Drug Driving Trust Fund, working with victims of impaired drivers.
So you really help quite a few people.
We help quite a few people in
a few difficult situations. If people want to find out more specifically about your services, again, is there a website that they can go to?
They can go to socialresourceandadvocacy.org.
Okay.
And they can call us at 508-746-2664, and we have services and availability to speak to somebody 24 hours, seven days a week.
So if people are having some kind of a major crisis, there is help out there, and it's 24/7. That's
yes.
Good to know. Give us that phone number one more time.
508-746-2664.
Okay. Now, Kat Bartlett, you are the founder of Cats Castle Foundation, and you are a survivor of domestic violence.
That's right.
And so you went on to turn that situation into something that could reach out, educate, and help other people. Would you mind sharing a little bit of your story about what your situation was? And yeah. I just want to mention to our listeners, we've had some other people be very brave and talk about this, including State Representative Allison Sullivan about her situation. And again, I think a lot of people see somebody who's looks very with it, very attractive. You wouldn't think, oh, someone like that never would be in a situation like that. But that's not true, is that, Kat?
No, it's not true at all. You know, this is something that's so close to my heart as I watched a story unfold on September 24th of 2018 when I watched the news about Shauna Warner in Marshfield, mm-hmm. who was murdered at the hands of her estranged husband. So as somebody who was dropped into the cycle of abuse at a very young age myself, I never told my story to anyone, and I was out for over 14 years. So as I watched it unfold on TV, I knew I had to go to the side of the road and meet with this fiance, John Talent, who wouldn't leave the site, and I introduced myself to him, and I said I'd like to come up with a plan, and I invited Shauna's family to my home, and we sat at my kitchen table with her beautiful daughter, Victoria, and we came up with this plan to have this motorcycle run.
That's right, Minnie's Run, which
in her honor.
And I know because of COVID, it had to be postponed, but now
yes.
Minnie's Run, ready to go, date and time.
Saturday, June 4th, East Bridgewater Commercial Club. Registration is from 10 to 1, and it's a poker run.
Mm-hmm. And what about how do people, if they want to sign up ahead of time, can they do that or do they just show up?
They can just show up anytime between 9 and 5 is mm-hmm. when we're going to be having games and activities, a lot of speakers. It's very empowering for survivors.
Is there something that runs, is there a common thread with a lot of, I guess, women or men who suffer abuse? They talk about the five stages of death. Is there denial? Is there a feeling of, well, I guess I just have to live with it or I deserve it? Is there anything like that when people are dealing with an abuse situation?
You know, for me as a survivor, it's hard to say. Everybody handles it a little bit differently, I'd say. And for me, this was just my way of giving back. I'm a survivor on a mission, mm-hmm. you know, to bring more awareness. And something that's only whispered in our community is domestic violence. So I had to step forward and do my part and involve as many people as I can. And so many survivors have stepped forward, and I lock arms with them.
What do you find when speaking as a survivor and other people are survivors, what do you find helpful or reassuring or strengthening?
as far as empowering, you know, empathy is huge, and knowing that somebody else has gone through or is going through what I personally went through or somebody else is going through, and we all meet and we get together and we just empower each other and we figure out ways to help each other.
Now, if someone's thinking, well, maybe it's not abuse, maybe the other person is just angry, maybe they're just impatient, and maybe it's okay if I get hit once in a while. What do you tell people like that?
Well, for me personally, I always refer people. Social Resource and Advocacy Center in Plymouth saved my life, and that's how I came to meet Karen, who has locked arms with me from day one. Mm-hmm. So the resources that are out there are spectacular. I mean, the different options that you have just by that 800 number that I called, which put me in touch with them, the resources are so important.
Absolutely. So, Karen, when you are here with someone like Kat and you see, wow, this person has not only survived a tough situation, they have thrived and they've blossomed into another source of help, empowerment, advocacy, how does that make you feel?
That makes me feel empowered, and it also makes me feel emotional because I myself was a survivor, and I don't usually talk about it, but just to know that there are women, men, people out there that are working so hard to move forward in their life, not knowing at one point in their life that they were actually a victim, and to be able to work with our center and many centers around the Commonwealth to stand up, put on their heels, and walk forward. It makes me feel so emotional because I see the strength in them and what they gave me and Kat and what we can give them, the survivors, is so empowering. Just
I can feel that energy from you. We're speaking with Karen Fabrizio from SHARE. She's the coordinator. I know last time when we spoke, you talked about you are that person that will sit with somebody in a courtroom who may have had a relative, a close friend, someone they cared about, be the victim of a homicide, and you wonder, what am I going to do in a situation like that? Well, people like you and other people from your organization are there to help. I mean, that's a life-saving service. That's a lifesaver.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely. Now, we were also talking off air a little bit. What do you do if you have a friend who you think may be in a situation like that, or you see a situation like that where you think something might be evolving? What do you do? Do you say, oh, it's none of my business? Do you talk to them? Do you have an approach for people?
So if I see somebody with their abuser and a situation is happening, for instance, it happened to me once in Kohl's, I kind of followed them a little bit, and once I noticed that she was away from him, I happened to have one of my cards and brochures, and I just said, I'm going to put this down here, and if you want to pick it up, you can, because there's help out there. When I see people, if they're not with their abusers and I feel like they're approachable, I will walk over and just let them know, hi, my name is Karen. I just want to let you know what I do and if there's anything we can do to help. But if they're not approachable and I see something that's pretty angry or violent or abusive, I may call the police, I may call DCF. It just depends on the individual situation on how I would handle it.
Right. I think sometimes, too, if people see someone who looks like definitely a victim, and if you say anything, you're going to enrage the other person, and you don't want that person to be in that kind of a situation. Kat, have you ever approached anybody with if you want to call me, we're around, we're available. Have you seen
Absolutely.
That situation?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, I work with the motorcycle community, and there's nothing more powerful for me than to see the motorcycle community come together to unite for a cause. So when we had Minnie's Run in 2019, that happens, and people will come up and we put signs in the ladies' rooms, on the back of the doors, and we always have that option for them to be able to get that help, maybe roll it up, tuck it in their shirt, put it in the pocketbook, that if they need help, they can reach out.
Karen, you've been doing this for a while. Do you see any kind of a sea change, any kind of a more willingness of people to come forward because we're talking about this?
I think we do see people come forward because we are talking about it, because people don't realize there's help out there. As private and confidential, it doesn't cost anything, and people out there think that it's expensive, that their story will be told, it wouldn't be confidential, and it's not like that at all. Not only that, all our services are free and confidential, so we just want to work to get them out of this situation. And the other thing that's a shame is the courts and other people in the communities do not recognize financial or verbal only as abuse. So victims and survivors don't realize when they're only in a situation like that, that they're being gaslighted and controlled, mm-hmm. and that it is such a form of abuse.
Karen, tell us your website again and contact information.
SSRAC.org, 508-746-2664.
And you can find information about all the programs and things you offer. Katz Castle Foundation, best way to get in touch with you?
KatzCastleFoundation.com.
And one more time and place for Minnie's Run.
Minnie's Run will be held at the East Bridgewater Commercial Club on Saturday, June 4th. Registration is from 10 to 1, and it's open to the public from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, you ladies are both great, and I hope some people listening today get some information, and maybe that'll lead to some of the help they need for them, or maybe a family or a friend or a neighbor. And again, we're going to put this whole interview up online so people can listen to this and maybe get inspired, or maybe find out where they can get help for themselves or someone else. But it's great work you're doing. We appreciate you joining us. Again, that's Kat Bartlett and Karen Fabrizio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.